right, family. All right, family. All right, family. We are live on 103.7 to be live on social media. PA here along with the one and only, the sexiest man in the universe.
Yes, sir.
Big Rob is in the building.
Yes, sir.
Joined by the other sexiest man. And he said the sexiest man, a sexiest elected official, I guess. I
don't know. Yeah, let's go with that.
Let's go with that one. Ronald Jenkins in the building. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good, man. I'm actually doing really good.
Good. Well, you're not here on council business today.
No, sir.
Yeah.
You're here to talk.
But always got to be talking about that, too. So always good. This weekend, the weather is going to be beautiful?
Man, it should be a good weekend. It should be a good weekend for entertainment and fun, man. So looking forward to the weekend.
Golfing, where are you guys going to be golfing at?
At Moss Ridge. We got a golf outing, our 8th annual golf outing. It's going to be at Moss Ridge. It's a fundraiser and event for the things that we continue to do to provide opportunities for our youth and our community, man. So we try to make sure that we get men and women that love to golf, both to sponsor and support and just come out and network as well, to come out there and, man, and enjoy a good day on the golf course.
Okay. So how do people like sign up?
They can still go online and they can still go to the Lake Hawks and Flight Foundation page. They can do that as well as you can come in on the day of. I mean, because right now we're a few days away from it. But if you call me or call the office, I can still get you signed up tomorrow or Thursday, whichever one. Otherwise, we can you can sign up on register on Saturday morning.
Now, how much is it to register?
It's a $340 for foursome. So that's just a pretty good deal for a foursome. One of the things they tell us that our prices are really low. So I'm hoping all golfers understand me, even though this is a fundraiser, that we're still trying to do some things to benefit the community, but yet at the same time, give them a good time as well.
So how much is golfing normally?
Normally it's $125 per person.
For how long?
That's 18 holes.
How long do you take you to do 18 holes?
Depends on how good you are.
Right.
It depends.
I know some cats who golf every day. Every morning, well, they teeing up.
And then some of them are some places you can go, just depending if you're doing 9 holes, you may pay $40, $60 or something like that. So just depending on the place you go and the day of the week as well.
So 18 holes, that sounds like a long time, though.
It's a long time. So we'll be there. Most of the time, like registration starts at 8 o'clock, tee off is at 9, and roughly right around 1:30, between 1 and 2 o'clock, mm-hmm. you start seeing teams finishing up.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So to get time. To the second hole, you got to get that ball in the first hole, right?
Yeah, get the ball in the first hole.
Right. I think y'all might have shared mic. I know something. I'm getting a shortage on this mic there. Let me have them. So,
which one is it?
Yeah, them right there. Oh, okay. Yeah. So if it takes me 10 times, you don't move until you get their ball in there.
You're going to have a lot of pissed off people.
I'm not going out there, bro. I'm not.
You're going to just have your partners hit for you, man. Just tell them, let you get on the green, and then you'll go ahead and put it in.
So how long did Johnny take you?
I'm not a golfer, man. I left that stuff alone. I tried to go out there a couple of times just to swing, but the way my back is, man, I don't want to take that chance.
But how long did it take you when you tried?
I plead the fifth, man. Yeah. I tell you what, I thought I could hit that ball a lot better than I thought I could hit it, but
it's hard to
challenge.
Do.
Yeah. It's a challenge, man. It's a mental game. And because I'm competitive, I know that I would, I don't want to take a chance by injuring myself, man, but I'm just that competitive that once I get it, I'm going to want to do it all the time.
Wow. Rob, have you ever did a round? You did a round, man?
Yeah. No. I've went out there, what do they call it, to the driving range.
Uh-huh.
And I've hit some balls as far as I can hit them. I didn't hit them as far as I thought I could hit them, you know, and that's the thing. I didn't hit them as far as I thought I could hit them. And I'm swinging like I'm swinging a baseball bat, you know.
Right.
And I
right.
guess that ain't the right way to do it.
Keep an eye on the ball.
And so I would tear up the grass. I can cut some grass with that thing. But
is there a penalty if you hit the grass?
No, 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 you just, so, gotta, you just got the people behind grass. You. You got the people behind you. They ain't gonna like it. But
so they talking, cracking jokes and stuff.
Yeah, you put it down. A lot of times, I mean, you get even your best golfer sometimes do that.
What about Cedric Scott? He good?
I don't know. I ain't never seen Cedric out there.
You haven't seen Cedric out there?
I ain't seen Cedric Scott on the golf.
Okay, field. What about Cedric Jenkins?
I ain't seen Cedric Jenkins out there either. I ain't seen him out there. So I'm not saying they don't.
Some golfers, man.
I saw Cedric Jenkins paying his water bill today, though.
Oh, wow. He probably wasn't happy about that one.
I said, I want to stand next to somebody that got some money, man. Come on.
Wow. So the fundraiser goes to benefit your nonprofit, which does a lot in the community.
Yes.
And how many teams do you normally get?
We're expecting, you know, we say about 15 to 20 teams. But again, on the day of registration, we can get more than that. You know, we got started early, and this is something that I always say, man. We talked about the things that the Lake Hawks does and the Lake Hawks in Flight does throughout our community. And what bothers me sometimes is the things that we do that's going to help benefit our kids. We have a lot of people that shine away or don't support.
Mm-hmm.
And that does bother me because I don't ever tell anybody no. Whenever somebody asks me or asks the Lake Hawks to participate or to do something, we always do it, whether it's through the in-flight, whether it's through the teams, whether it's through our guns, whatever it is. I mean, myself and others as my staff, directors, we always participate and we show up. And now I beg and I plead to others because this is a way that we continue to make opportunities for our youth.
Right.
So, I'm actually starting to look and see, man, those that really say that they're supportive of what we're doing, I'm starting to pay attention to those who really show up. And a lot of times you may, like we talked about earlier, you may not golf. You may just want to sponsor. You may just want to give a gift or a love token. But whatever it is, it benefits and gives back to our youth. And that's what means a lot to me.
I know me and Big Rob, he committed. You know, time, I thought it was in August, man. It came up quick.
So. Man, it came so fast.
Cash because you today
originally, sometimes. You know, it was in June. And so we wind up rescheduling it. Okay. So we wind up moving it to July, which is still a really good time. And matter of fact, I was glad because it was still colder in June when we would have originally had it.
So today is perfect weather.
Man, it's great weather. It's going to be great weather this weekend. So we're looking forward to it.
Okay. What number do they need to call to register?
They can call the office number 231-769-9617, or they can go lakehawksinflightfoundation@gmail.com. So LHIF foundation@gmail.com. You can do that, and we'll make sure that we get the form to you and get you registered. And again, 8 a.m. It's registration on Saturday at Moss Ridge, Apple Avenue. So those that can come or those that still want to sponsor, they can even send a donation to the Lake Hawks office. They can 95 West Broadway, Muskegon Heights, Michigan. So they can send a donation if they can't come. So I want to make sure that that anybody that want to be a part or play a part in things that we have coming, because we have our overnight camping that's coming up pretty soon.
That helps fund.
And it helps fund a lot of that stuff. So
is there a champion? Do you crown somebody a champion?
Yeah. So we have first place, a second place, and a third place team. And some they say the good, the bad, and the worst. So,
but even if you come in third, you're better than the people who didn't place, right?
Well, that's what they say. So it's all competitive. It's all competitive.
Is there a lot
and
of
they, and they play. They pay attention to them scores, man.
They
and,
do.
Yeah, them numbers be. They add the numbers up, and they want to make sure those numbers so add up right.
If it only takes me two times to get it into hole number one, what does that mean? What kind of points I get?
I don't.
Is that minus two? I don't know. Rob, you know
that? I think
no, I,
think
I don't.
So,
like that. I
so, think so who's two. The best golfer in Muskegon?
I don't know. I'm not gonna say. It's a lot of golfers out there.
No
matter of fact, yeah. What I want to see is I want to see who the best golfer is in Muskegon. I want to see him out there
because you've been doing this for a few years now. Like this is not your first rodeo.
This is number eight.
So you should know who to know. You don't want to see it.
Listen, we have some good golfers. I mean, I'm gonna tell you, like DJ's team,
DJ who? Timmy
D's team, Sarge, D Sarge. They're those guys, Dunbar. All those guys,
Charles.
They're all some good. I mean, we have some really good golfers around, and they're challenged. They challenge each other all the time. So those are some faces that I want to see out there. I mean, I'm challenging these guys to show up.
Right. They'll be there. It's we done with the Essence Festival. Chris Brown and Usher's gone.
Yeah. Well, from paid here, all that money. Yeah. From Michigan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're not done with that tour.
Oh, they're not done with the tour.
Oh, no. 3 days?
Yeah. Three days. They added two more days.
Yeah. Hey, from the Essence and Chris Bryan, there wasn't no women in town over the weekend. That's all gone.
They all left.
men without their hustling by themselves on the dance floor when they was hanging out, stepping. But that's all good. You ladies deserve that. And I hope you had fun and run the bill up. You know what I mean? Yeah. Run that credit card up.
Yeah, run everybody else's credit card.
Right? Stay out of yours, right, yeah, Ross?
Stay out of mine.
So this weekend, golfing in Muskegon, the weather should be beautiful. Tee time is at 9, registration is at 8, right?
Yep.
And what time do you think this is over?
2 o'clock, 2:30, we should
unless
be done.
You have somebody like me who show up.
Yeah. And we and like I said, we have we
all up all, it'll be nighttime.
Tore up the grass.
Yep. Yeah. So I mean you have your 50-50 raffles and your prize giveaway. So there's a lot of great things, man, that we have planned.
Do Janet golf?
No, I don't think she golfs.
So none of y'all golfing?
No. Well, Joy golf. Joy golf. So Joy will be there.
Okay.
So you know, so like Joy I say, Sarge, golf. Doc.
You
got to
send me some pictures of Joy golfing.
Well,
I got to
you know
see that.
So short, man. My camera might miss him.
Man, you're wrong. I got the Kevin Hart jokes going on over Joy.
Joey about 4 feet.
No, man. Don't do Joey like that.
Joey's
our
large brother, too.
Sorry,
I know.
Joey.
I know.
Joey, a Knights Templar and all that.
He's big.
Yeah.
But Joey got hype, man. Don't do him like that.
No, Joey don't, man. Don't laugh at him like that.
So this weekend.
The way he used to chase me when he was a Muskegon police officer.
You deserve
had me
it.
Jumping fences yeah. and stuff.
You earned that.
Yeah, he definitely earned it, man.
Anything else you want to share, man? How things going up at the city, man?
Man, you know what? We'll find out. We got a meeting on Monday. We haven't met in such a while, man.
What y'all been doing, bro?
Man, it's just we've been in. Man, do we want to even start this conversation?
No, we don't want to start this conversation. Yeah, we might be here for two hours.
Another half hour. Y'all haven't met, we have some work.
The city's on autopilot.
Yeah,
AI is running the city.
You know what? And like I said, man, I just want us to get it right. We still got some things that did not transpire the right way. And I'm saying to all of us, I'm challenging us as council people to do the right thing. Get it right. I don't care. Again, I don't care how we vote. I don't care about any of that stuff. But we know procedurally there are some deficiencies and some things that we did not do right and we did not get it right. And right. I don't want us to continue knowing that we're not doing something right and don't correct it. We have a time frame that we can correct it.
Right.
And I'm challenging us to get it right.
I wonder, have anybody talked to Mayor Marcus Muhammad down at Benn Harbor?
I'm not sure. I know, like I said, I know when past Mayor Watts was in.
They were very tight.
Yeah, they was very, very close. And, you know, there was a lot of conversation going back and forth down there. And I got to give it to Mayor Bonnie. I mean, she's trying to do and trying to put some things in place and trying to get the city to go in the right direction right now. And, you know, we got to be able to be supportive of her. We got to be able to be supportive of the city manager that we have. You know, we can't cry over spoiled milk. You know, it is what it is.
Right.
We need to show our outside investors and potential investors that we can stick together and we can overcome some difficulties and some decisions that we make and make some positive things happen out of it. So I'm just hoping that we can get past this. But we have to do the right thing because, I mean, it's already, Wood TV is already asking some questions, trying to FOIA people. So it is what it is.
It is what it is.
So
it is what it is. A lot of people hate when I say that.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know what? I mean, we just got to do some things differently. We have to focus on revenue generating. I mean, we got to put people in positions we need. As we look at our streets, I mean, we need workers, man. We cannot continue to see. I mean, what they say, you continue to do the same thing over and over and don't change. It's, you know,
it's insanity.
That's insanity. And so
y'all really need them potholes as many fixed as possible.
There's no solution for that.
I done broke my axle in Muskegon Heights about 4 times. And I know I can't get no money because I got to prove it.
Well, it's the same way.
It's hard to prove.
It's the same thing, man. When I say that,
that's a good idea. I'm finna do that.
What Perlette was doing and even what Robeson is doing now, they are both speaking the same language. Like I said, we
he won't be around too long then. If he's speaking the same language.
I'm ready to work. When I say our agendas are identical because he's meeting with the same people. He's meeting with the state, he's meeting with the federal government, he's meeting with other municipalities, he's meeting with other city managers, and they're saying the same thing. And I said in the meeting, and you can go back and you can listen to me say it verbatim. It doesn't matter who's in that seat. they're still going to have to come back and tell us exactly what is being told to us, and we have to make some tough decisions. Doesn't matter. We still have to make the tough decisions.
What about these houses? Y'all need to sell some. That would generate some revenue.
Oh. Quick.
Y'all got some houses that are in decent shape that's just sitting that y'all got back from the land bank, and they have not been sold. Y'all got some houses that should be just tore down.
There's no excuse for
And there's
us.
People willing to buy them.
Yeah.
But they said we always run into a brick wall when we go to city council.
I challenged our council. I said to our committees, because our committees are formed for a reason. They work after hours, after they get out of work. I mean, they take away time from their families. They do these things. And even at the end of the day, if we don't like what committees say, when they come to us with a recommendation, 90 to 95% of the time that any committees come to us with a recommendation, if not 100% of the time, we should be supporting those committees. Mm-hmm. They're there for a reason, to work and to get those questions and things answered that we may need at the full body.
Right.
So when they come to us, and if they come to us with a 3-0 vote, then we know there's no reason why nothing should pass. So I have a problem with, again, that sometimes I think, and this is my personal opinion, is that we are sometimes selfish, that we are thinking about our own individual wants and needs than we are thinking about what's in the best interest of the city and the citizens.
There you go. Trust your committees. That's why you appoint them, right? That's why they're there.
Yeah.
They're doing all the hard work for you.
Well, you know, even at PA, you know, the mayor, she chooses the committees, but the council, she appoints them and the council approves them.
Right.
And we still have not fulfilled all the committees because everybody is interfighting.
Oh, wow.
So, I mean, there's committees that does not have actively 3 people sitting on the committee. So committees are actively being put together and they're bringing recommendation with only 2 active council people on those committees. And again, our citizens need to hold us accountable to make sure that we're doing our job. But guess what? When those meetings come and we're all sitting up there, you don't hear that. You hear people talking, and they talk very sophisticated. I mean, they're very intelligent, Rob. And and what they say, it sounds real good. But when you keep listening, you can hear the deception and how they deceive us in the things that's being said. And I'm at that point now, I guess I'm getting a little bit older, that I don't tolerate it, man. It is what it is. I'm going to tell the truth.
But can you make a motion to sell those houses?
Yeah.
You as a council person, like, you know, we got X, Y, and Z houses up here.
Yeah.
I don't know how the bid went. I mean, I was familiar with it, but it's been a minute. You know, can we get these houses off the books?
Even, and you're absolutely correct. Even I told the committee this time, because now the committee is different. I said, I don't care what happened in the past. Let's move on from the past. Everybody want to say what the committee didn't do, what they did do. At the end of the day, they did their job. So those 23, 24, or 24, 25 properties that are still sitting there, those committees brought that recommendation to the council, sell that property. Whatever adjustment that need to be made and whatever else we need to do differently, make those adjustments the next time going around. Why are we still fussing about what's not happening? And I just seen the paperwork from the new committee, and I'm looking at it, I'm like, this is the same exact thing that the committee did prior.
Right.
So let's make the
motion. I mean,
yeah,
you'll get support.
You still gotta have 5 votes. I mean, you got to have 5 votes.
You gotta have five.
You gotta have a super majority. So
I think everybody up there want to sell houses, right? They want to see income coming.
They haven't passed.
The Skinner down here, like they are buying up the block down here, bro.
They
cleaning the clock.
Hey, PA, I've been on council for 6 years.
You can 5 up there.
I've been on council for 6 years. I can't say that we sold any houses in 6 years.
Wow.
So I've been on council for 6 years, and we're still saying the same
housing
thing.
Housing game is a financial security game. It's like this is how you make money.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of
revenue generating. I mean, you're going to automatically gain money. The city get taxes. I mean, our water usage goes back up. Inspections. So it's revenue generating by just doing it. And like I said, we wasn't as contrary to what people were saying about city or council people was buying all these properties and doing all these things. Contrary to that, we did not. The city wasn't selling homes until I got on council.
Mm-hmm.
So prior to that, many of the homes we're going back to the land bank. So my 6 year now, my 6.5 years that I've been here, we've had houses that came to us, but we have never passed it to sell. For some reason, everybody want to see a list. Look, listen to our meetings. Where's the list? Let us see the list. Why do we need to see names of people? That's not our job. We don't run day-to-day operations.
No.
So all we need to do is staff brings us something. Either we're voting yes or we're voting no. If it falls within our policies and procedures, hey, guess what? Our staff, we trust our staff to do their job.
Mm-hmm.
And if the staff has done their job, support them. But we talk about morale being around in our city hall or in the city, period. We're not really supporting even our staff. And when we say we can fix our problems ourselves,
mm-hmm.
how are you going to fix it?
So are there any laws on the books in Muskegon that prohibits Muskegon Heights that prohibits council members or their families from buying property? What is the ordinance?
No, and I'm glad you asked that question. There's nothing in law in the state of Michigan or anywhere that says that that cannot happen. One of the things that even when Tim Burgess and Mariatis, one of the things that they tell us that you always do things in open.
Right. Transparency.
So as long as it's transparent and it's done by the book, then first of all, a council person is a citizen just as well as anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
Their family members are citizens just as well as anybody else. All I say is just be open, be transparent, and be honest.
Right.
And if you can do that, then it shouldn't be a problem with anybody. I mean, there's enough houses and enough things that can be sold to lots and things that can be sold that anybody can get. But my biggest thing, Big Rob,
mm-hmm.
most of the people that's complaining are the ones that don't even apply for homes.
Mm-hmm.
But you go on Facebook, man, you get 10,000 comments. But you ask how many people out of that 10,000 applied? Maybe 25 of them.
That process needs to be publicized. That transparency, I think that's what it is. Nobody's getting rich up there.
No.
Now, there were a time that people who worked for the city maybe.
Now, that's the edge. Key. Now, that's the key. That's what you just said.
Yeah.
There's always been and has been city employees
who might have benefited
that have benefited in the past
from information
from that information. But there has not been council people that has done that. So I like to make sure people change that language and stop saying, well, all council always doing this and council has this. That is not accurate information. In the past, city employees have had the opportunity to do that, but that has not been on the council.
Because if it came down to a council member, family member buying something compared to an investor from California,
mm-hmm.
who would get the edge?
Well, you always go for home ownership first. That's one of the things that
somebody's going to be primarily home.
Correct.
Okay.
So that's one of the major things that we are trying to get is home ownership, because one of the problems that we have in our city is we have so many renters, and a lot of times the owners don't reside in the state of Michigan.
Mm.
They don't reside in the city. So most of them don't reside in the state. So even when there are issues, when there are compliance problems, it's hard for city staff to get a hold of them. So that's why our city looked the way that it looks a lot, too, because even in our ordinance, as we're updating some things now, that things that probably should have been updated long ago. But now we are able to do some things, put it on the taxes, reclaim some things that we weren't able to do effectively because we didn't have it in writing the right way.
Well, I hope you make that motion, man. What do you think, Rob?
Yeah. And to make it even simpler, you know, in business, sometimes you know, like you're Paul's number one, you're number two, I'm number three. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Have us sign a piece of paper. And all you know when it comes to council is there's a one, two, and a three in mm-hmm. front of you.
Mm-hmm.
Then that way ain't no, but don't nobody know who the bidder was.
Okay, PA, me, Big Rap, I got to tell you this. And this is why I support that committee to the fullest. This is why I support that committee. Because prior to that coming to the full council,
mm-hmm.
It was a closed bid. And they were A, B, C, D, and so on.
Mm-hmm.
So none of us knew how or who won a bid. It was A1, A7, or whatever the case
right,
was.
Right, right.
It was only A7. So that's who we knew. So when it came for us to vote, that's what was before us. But prior to us voting, it was an ask that let's see the list of names who were the winners of these homes. And at that time, they were in the main office, still sealed in Ms. Franklin's office. So we did not have it. None of the excessive council people outside of the committee had it. So all we had to do is vote. But once the list came out and the names were on the list and people saw who were the names were, then that's where we got the no vote from. And that's, again, unfair, and it wasn't right because all we needed to do was vote yay or nay.
And you understand the argument from the other side. It was the transparency, not knowing. The argument from the other side that, well, it's always going to look like, oh, this is their family member, you know, like they get an advantage over other people when reality they didn't. It's just an appearance.
Well, one of the things that I actually did want to see different, and I didn't even understand it, but I say sometime maybe it wasn't for me to understand, because I looked at some bids were higher than the other, and I'm thinking like, why didn't we take the higher bid on this property because there's more money? But again, with the layout and how the committee did form and be able to pick and choose, again, it went by whether it's going to be a home-owned home, a rental, or for sale, renovate and sell.
Right.
So that's how they looked at it. So, and I'm thinking like, man, I'm just going to the highest bidder. But in our case, that's not the way it is. Like we say, we really want home ownership.
So. Well, we need to do something with them homes. Make that motion. We need
to sell them.
So what if six people show up? You still need five?
You still need five, regardless. You need a supermajority no matter what.
And you think two people would descend every time?
I've been here 6 years, PA. And when I came on, we started selling homes. And I can't recall any time that we've sold any homes. Like I say, 2024, we're still sitting on those same properties that was on the list. Wow. We approved them. And the names are there of the people who won those properties. But we have not sold those properties. And one of the things that I said,
that's got to be six figures.
It's close to six figures easy. This past time that we just did, and I'm thinking like you said, Big Rob, from the business standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
From a business standpoint, at the end of the day, if we just sell these properties, doesn't matter who or what, we sell these properties, that's immediate cash on hand.
Right.
We have a negative budget right now. Why don't you have money in the bank? Because you're sitting on it, keeping it in the backfield? So business is business, man. We're running a multi-million dollar organization, and we got to act as such.
You ain't lying about
all right.
that.
All right. Golfing this weekend.
Golfing.
Yeah.
Entertainment.
I'm going to see the best out there.
Fun. Yeah. I want Big Rob to smile, man, because we got on these houses to meet over there sad.
Yeah, man.
Because I see so much potential for the Heights. You know, there's a lot of property. There's a lot of empty land, lots that need the grass mowed, edged up maybe, watered a little bit. You know, and there's so much land that can be sold, and taxes and all this other kind of revenue coming in to better the not just the streets, but be able to give y'all workers that, you know, like your police officers, your firefighters, get them raises and things of that nature and stuff. Quit counting PA's pockets, trying to say he making more than Ronald Jenkins.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right. And worrying about how much he making versus Ronald Jenkins. Yeah. When y'all do two separate jobs.
Right.
Yeah. You know, that's crab in the barrel mentality. You know, and if I was city manager, I wouldn't tolerate it. You know, it ain't none of your business.
It's hard. They got contracts.
So. I want to say, you know, we talked about the roads. And I think one of the things that we just found out, we were in the finance committee meeting because for 5 years I avoided finance. Just not something that I want to do. But by us not having all the numbers in there, I told Mayor, okay, I'll do it. I'll step in and I'll do it. I need to learn how to do this stuff anyway if I'm going to be moving forward in the next couple of years anyway, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So when we set in, but now we started understanding how some of the funding that we had for our roads were not being used for our roads. So we had funding that was coming in for road improvements, but because we were moving the monies into accounts because of how we were already in the negative, we did not finish those roles like we're supposed to, and did all the upkeep to the role. Let me do it that way. The upkeeps to the roles like we're supposed to. So we're looking at things now differently and making sure that we are moving in the right direction. I mean, I think there's some things that people will see here moving forward, that Muskegon Heights is going to be in a better position here real soon. We got a lot of positive things happening.
Let me do the station ID. WVSLP 103.7 Muskegon Heights. Is the state of Michigan going to be looking at the financing or coming in to help with the financing, or that's off limits?
Man, let me go ahead and put a correction that. I mean, the state of Michigan does not want to come in and take over the city of Muskegon Heights whatsoever. The city of Muskegon or any other municipality does not want to take over the city of Muskegon. That is not in their interest. That's not on their zone. What they want to do is they want to come in, help and assist. Many of the avenues that we're having issue with, whether it's in our financing, whether it's in our income tax, whether it's in our inspections, whether it's at our assessors, they have the ability that we don't have to help us generate money, lost monies that we have not accumulated over the years. That's what we have to look at. Some are looking at this as a takeover. I wish they would be able to sit down in some of the meetings and at the tables that I sit at, and they would understand that the state has no thoughts about coming into the city. However, what I will say is, Big Rob, if your car is sitting outside and you give me those keys, I have a right to go and drive it. So take that for the city of Muskegon Heights. So I hope that makes sense.
It makes a lot of sense to me.
Did the city ever have a, it maybe did, I've been going somewhere, a public forum about the water?
Yes.
And about the chemical levels of the water?
Absolutely.
And was it well attended?
No.
So did the people know?
Yes, it's been publicized. It was all over. It was in the newspaper. It was on the website. It's on social media. I mean, we did all the advertising. But when it comes down, again, I say and I plead with our people, we do a lot of talking. But when it's time to come down and come into the meeting to listen, unless it's an opportunity for us to showboat or for us to be able to be emotionally drawn, that's when we come in. But just for knowledge purposes, no, we had three tours out at the water filtration plant, and we had several meetings where Black and Veatch came in and broke down our water filtration plant. Now, I got to remind you this here. We have the best water in the state of Michigan, and really, if most people would say, in the country. All right. We have the best facilities, hands down. One of the things that we have to look at is being able to utilize, because now we're looking to downsize. But actually sitting in some of the meetings now, we have the ability to sell water to other municipalities that's not even close to here.
Oh, wow.
So when we start talking about going up north, going more east, we have ability to sell water to other municipalities, and all we have to do is conduct ourselves accordingly and build relationships, and the money is there. We don't even have to downsize our water filtration plant.
But is the quality of the water, is it
A1?
Is it A1?
A1.
Because I know the note went out saying about some federal guidelines or federal and all this stuff.
No, we have, again, over the years, what happened is, again, we talk about our tax base. Our tax base, there are certain taxes and certain monies that is supposed to be able to be there to upgrade and keep our facilities looking at its top peak. Because of the downgrade of our facility and of the facility and the tax base falling as it was, we were not keeping up the building like it was supposed to be. So that's when we had to get that consent, as you heard, the consent order.
Okay.
Not an agreement. We had a consent order that we had to do X, Y, Z.
Well, so the water is clean.
The water is A1. I don't care. You don't have to go buy bottled water. Muskegon Heights water is better, more pure than any bottled water that you were ever going to store and buy.
That's sure. a break.
That
that's,
is facts.
That's good, man. That's
they talk about the plastic that is the water facts. Sits in.
I know I was in Aruba. They like in Aruba, like, you don't need no bottled water here in Aruba. Yeah. We got the cleanest water in the world. Don't buy no water, bottled water. You're going to be okay. That so is, you say that from Muskegon Heights.
Yeah. And it's still. Is, that is facts.
Why that should be marketed. You know, that's a marketing. That's a marketing phase.
Business but owners think
one
like
of
that.
The things that I talked about, and I said this to the city manager and mayor, we had a conversation. I said, until we get a community director, because we don't have that. We don't have a community economic director to bring in businesses. We don't have anybody that sits in there. So who's going to read the blueprints? Who's going to tell someone where there's an open land over here? Who's got directing them to all these different places, our different lands that where we have ability to build? Until, again, that's a revenue generating position. We can fill that position. That position would pay for itself. But until we get those types of people from a business standpoint, mm-hmm. we're going to continue, because when you come in, you say, I want to build a house, Big Rob or PA, and you lay your groundwork out. We got somebody in inspection, but who's reading the blueprint? Mm-hmm. Who's able to tell or go out and solicit businesses to come in? We don't have that community economic director. The city of Muskegon does, and we see what's happening, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So, but we have to go and search out, and I think hopefully that the city manager that we have now, I know Miss Meriwether Perlett was doing that. She was starting to search for that. So hopefully we can continue that search and we can find someone to fill that position, because with that alone, also, you'll see some changes coming. You'll see some better movement with investors coming into our city.
Well, I hope they'll vote for it. What happened to the housing project, King School?
It did not get the support. And again, I think she did a good presentation. The presentation, again, and I think it's all about timing. We had long, drawn-out meetings, and by the time she got on to do a presentation, I don't think she was well-prepared as she could have been for that. And by the time it was like just – I think council people just tuned her out and tuned out what was really happening. So, but I –
That's a major project.
Yeah.
To like tone out. Like,
and I just don't know. I mean, there's a lot of questions, and there's still a lot of unanswered questions.
Couldn't that have been addressed like later on? Like, you know, we're going to get this thing started, but we have questions to ask. But, you know, if people constantly hear no, it probably discourage other investors from coming. Well, they'd be like, if your own people is not investing, mm-hmm. why should we come in?
Right.
Well, you know what I mean? And that was some of the questions I asked.
That's a business perspective. Right. If your own people who have the resources is not doing anything there, don't expect us to come in.
Right. And I think that was some of the questions, that were being presented was, you know, about funding and how were you going to get funded and when were the projects going to get started? And I think it went from 3 years to 5 years. And, you know, so, and it's no other thing than, you know, it's not like they had the money on hand. So they were going to have to wait for different grants and approvals to come in. And that's what they had to sell to the council. Now, again, I supported it. I think it's a great idea that we have, because right now the land is still sitting vacant, doing nothing. And guess what? The city is still paying to keep that lot up.
And that obligation would have been gone?
That obligation wouldn't have fell on us. You know, so that relieves us of that obligation. You know, so like I say, whether it's all tax incentive based or, you know, I don't know all the details with that. But I still say if we start a project in 3 to 5 years, if it's completed, man, that's more tax income. That's water being used. That's a beautification in the area. Now you have more people that may be looking for more jobs that could be secured in the area. So it's a whole lot of different things from a business standpoint that when you look at it, it can happen. But you said it right, PA. It's going to take one investment, one good project to happen, and we'll see a difference in the city of Muskegon Heights. What's bad is the land bank have come through, PA, and they've remodeled and did six to nine houses in the city of Muskegon Heights. Hmm. Redid them and sold them. We didn't get a dime. Wow. It's back on the tax base, but we didn't get any money off the sale.
So land bank is doing it. when you guys
they're doing it. Yeah, but they but Land Bank, they can get grants that we can't get. So they did have grant money that was able to go in and rehab these houses. And the houses, I mean, they look beautiful. The houses are, I mean, they went and they put money into them. And there, some are in really nice areas and some is not in the nicest areas, but they're nice homes that can change the perspective and the look of the neighborhood. Yeah.
Wow. Well, I hope I believe our city deserved to have a gated community
mm-hmm.
with HOA, their own little neighborhood. I believe we should have, you know, affordable housing. I've been places where I've seen nice, and I'm thinking about doing this in a village. Rob, when we put stuff on the train, what do you call them? I'm drawing a freeze.
Containers.
Container homes.
Yeah.
I've seen some nice container communities that was dope. Yeah. Dope. Yeah. I'm actually thinking about doing it in the village.
Them people
and tiny homes.
Things up. Tiny homes. Oh, my God.
Them container homes, they're very, very creative now.
You know
what? You don't need 200 grand. You don't need 100,000.
And like barns, these huge barns, they're making barnaminiums.
Yeah, but you know what needs to happen, though, right? Again, if you don't have a community economic director who has the vision and who has seen all these things active, neither do council get out and go visit these places to see all these other areas that have been beautified. So we're still not sitting at the table. We talk about it, but we're not sitting at the table. I travel, so I get a chance to see a whole lot. But out of the seven, how many people literally travel to see other areas, like you talk about PA, that's been done different,
right,
that's beautified, and has made significant change? Not everybody is able to do that.
Right.
So,
and I'm saying the whole city will have no container homes. I'm not saying that. No. But I'm saying there could be a space.
Mm-hmm.
There could be a space to address some housing. You got to think out of the box. You know, we got a homeless crisis in this community, and we got a community who got a bunch of homes that are not selling homes. It's not rocket science.
You got the homeless going into these vacant homes, tearing them up, taking out copper and wires and everything else. And stuff, tearing these homes apart worse than what they were already to make a dollar or two.
Yeah.
Hey, we keep hearing them say we can fix our problems ourselves.
We can fix our problems.
We can fix our problems ourselves.
Bruh. This is when you need a dictatorship sometimes.
How many people how many people have really like renovated homes, built homes, did any of that to know what it takes, really, right?
No.
So again, we have to leave it to the experts. Bring people in that has the vision, that's investing into this, that want to come in, and let them go. Don't come to the table now. We get in the third degree.
Right.
Let them come in and feel comfortable. We say we're city of friendly people. I still challenge us because I'm waiting to see it.
Sometimes you can belittle some people who have the resources. You know, they're coming in trying to bring something to your community. They get in front of the council and they get berated. Like, those kind of conversations should have happened.
We just did the state and the federal that way. Can you imagine?
So
we just did the state and the federal government that way, that we challenged them and said we don't trust them. Are we serious doing that? And we're doing it on live television. We're doing it on Zoom. Like they're not watching.
Or question them with some integrity. Do it with some respect.
Yes.
You know what I mean? It's nothing wrong with question entities.
Right.
But don't belittle them as if they didn't go to school and don't have a lot of receipts.
And that's our goal. And I think that is our goal right now, PA, is to, again, gain really good partnerships, business-minded, and be friendly to those people that come in. Like we said, every last one of us have a different view. We all think differently. But at the end of the day, my goal is that we take care of business. Whatever we do, we take care of business and move the city forward. So we got a lot of work to do, but it's going to take everybody coming together.
Sell them houses, man. Sell them houses, Muskegon Heights. Yeah, sell them houses. This is coming from a brother from 2330 Baker Street, 2312 Baker Street, born and raised in Muskegon Heights. Sell them houses. I've been around the world. I can say that now. I'm proud to say I've been around the world. And I take that orange and black with me everywhere I go. What I have seen in 38 countries, 42 states, all the major black community in this whole country, I've been there. I know people in each one of those communities. What I've seen work, we start to invest back into our community, allowing people to invest, sell those houses, Muskegon.
I believe we
don't
can do
sit
it.
Sit on your natural. Don't sit on your resources.
I believe we can do it, man. I believe the seven of us can do it. I mean, I hope that now. I mean, they have, and I say they. I would just say we have chosen a new direction with the city manager. We have to go with whatever's happened has happened. Now let's see. And I question. Let's see if we're going to support the decision of this city manager.
Well, sell them houses.
Let's see. And that's on his list too. I mean, that's also on his list. So
start it off. That could start a whole family. Can you imagine? No, that could start a whole family.
Mortimer said, sell
a home. Do you give a new person a family?
Yeah.
That's when my mom gave me a home. Thank God. Yes. Rest in peace to my beautiful queen. I love her forever. She gave me a home. I was a homeowner, I think, at 22, 23 years old. And that changed the whole trajectory of my life.
Mm-hmm.
I was able to take some risks,
yeah,
and start a video show. You know, I was able to do
a Zap. Didn't have a mortgage.
Didn't have a mortgage. I was able to do a concert with Tony T's and then had this vision, you know, and it started with home ownership.
Yeah.
You know, so
when you have home ownership, who are you, PA? Who do you become to the bank?
They don't exist.
Collateral.
Yeah.
You have collateral.
Yeah, collateral.
You become collateral.
Equity.
And and then when you walk in the bank, they begin to call you Mr. or Mrs. Sir.
Yeah.
Or sir or ma'am. You know, otherwise they just say, "Hello, how you doing? We'll be right with you."
Man.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You change people's lives
yep.
when they become homeowners, man. And that's how you build that community back.
Right.
People being able to get houses and they raising their family in your community, they going to school in your community, they going to church in your community, they paying their taxes in your community, and they become loyal. You know, you get more loyalty when you give people opportunities. So
I truly believe in us, man. I'm optimistic, very optimistic, Rob. PA, we say sell them homes. I'm optimistic that we're going to make the right decisions. I truly do. I say we're going to make the right decisions here.
Yeah. All right. You had a lot of comments online. Rob, I know you're not even tapped in over there.
No.
Shout out to Tamika Savage. Shout out to Shavana Bolton Edwards. Shout out to Christopher Drake. Shout out to Big Rashad Thrower. Shout out to Ken Shad. Kelly. Yes, Ken Kelly. Grace, Damon Coverton, shout out to Chet Coleman, Jay Kilgore, City Commissioner, Jay Kilgore, Walt Kubanek, shout out to Walt, shout out to Tony Williams. All of them chimed in online, and okay. We appreciate your comment.
We appreciate you guys.
This is supposed
man.
To have been 20 minutes. We went 48 minutes.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, wow. Okay. Time to go.
Yeah,
time to go back to.
Time to go to Rob, the music.
Rob got to smoke a cigarette. I got some more than that. All right, keep it here after the jam.